episode, here we are with another Natter That Matters, because all conversations count, with yourself inside your head and with other people outside. And today I'm having a conversation with the lovely Emma Hine. Hello, Emma.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. I love to have lots of people on, all different sorts of people, all different business building women and men, actually, but mostly women, to be fair. I would love to know, and let's just start off, because people that are listening know me, but they possibly don't know you. So tell people who you are, introduce yourself and what you do and how and why.
Okay, well, how long have you got? No, I'll keep this brief, I promise. So I'm Emma Hine. I'm a certified business strategist, and I help, I'm going to say predominantly women, because that's what seemed to come into my world, predominantly women to grow their business in a way that enables them to become their own version of successful. Now, the reason I focus on that last part, this your own version of successful, is because I grew my first business to a very financially successful level. It was turning over in excess of £1 million per year. But it didn't give me the lifestyle that I wanted. It took over my life and I didn't like it. Putting it simply, I didn't like it. So I want to help other people. I'm passionate about helping other people to do it on their terms.
Love it. I call it business building your way. So we're very much aligned with this, Emma. And it sounds like, because we both had a similar journey. So I built several businesses. And once they're built, I thought, I don't like this anymore. Some of it is I get bored easily. I don't know about you. But others, it's like, oh, maybe I built it for not quite right reasons, or it wasn't with the quite right energy. I know one of them I built because I was made redundant and I had that I'll show you energy. That's not a good energy, is it? So yeah, so what's your journey? So tell us about the business you built and how you built that and how you realized it wasn't for you. Because there'll be lots of people watching and listening that are thinking, oh, well, maybe that's me.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do it, don't they? Grow businesses, but then it's a fear sometimes to say, I don't like it and I'm going to do something differently. So my business journey started back in 2006. I was in the corporate world, didn't feel like I completely fitted into the corporate world. I was doing well, I had a good job, but I just didn't quite fit. Square peg, round hole. Story of Emma's life, it seems to be. So we launched a business. I say we, it was me and my husband. We launched an e-commerce business. And it grew quite well. It took a couple of years to get it to a point where I could leave my corporate job. So from 2008, that was my full-time job, managing this e-commerce business, which grew very, very quickly as soon as I was in there full-time, because I knew the strategy. I'd done it in my corporate job. I knew the strategy to grow a business. But it wasn't until after I'd started to make massive changes to the business in 2021, a considerable time after it was launched, that I realised that the reason I'd done what I'd done and I'd grown the business in the way that I'd grown it is because, you touched on this a bit ago, as a child, I was told by a teacher that I would never be successful. So that business, I was focusing on purely, how do we make Emma look successful? And in my head, I told myself, even though this was subconsciously, I told myself that you look successful once you've got the fancy car, the big house, the villa in Spain, you're going on the holidays. That's when people think you're successful. So that's what I was doing. I was literally doing the milestone chasing to get more money, became an addiction really, to get more money in so I could buy more stuff. But it didn't make me happy. And 2021 was the point where we have to change, we have to do something about it. And I am that person that walked away effectively from £1 million a year business, which people think I'm crazy, but I wasn't happy. And if you're not happy, why do you carry on doing it? So this business, my new business, Emma Hine Strategy, came from everything I've done wrong in terms of why I grew that business and all of that stuff. I want to help other people not to do the same thing. I want people to grow businesses that they love, businesses that they enjoy. And I don't want them to go through all of the crap that I went through. I just don't.
No, we're cut from the same cloth, Emma. I hear you. I remember my most miserable day. I was driving a Porsche on the way to my speedboat. I mean, that is a true story. That sounds like some sort of egotistic, horrible girl. But I remember thinking, yeah, I'm not happy. I've got all the stuff, you know, I had a big camper van. I'd been touring around Europe for 7 weeks and had a, you know, multi-six-figure business. And I was driving a nice car. I had a couple of properties. I was going out, getting drunk every week, going, you know, thinking I think of spending £500 on a weekend in London. I'm sure you remember it. And I just thought, why am I doing all this? What for? There's something intrinsically inside of me is not happy. And I'm not saying everybody, you know, everybody listening to this, if they that, I've got plenty of money and, I've got a good business that's money based, that they're miserable. But I definitely worked out then that I'm more transformational than transactional, and in which case the stuff is not the thing. The stuff is not the thing. I mean, it's nice, don't get me wrong, I still love holidays and cars, but the stuff is not the thing. So yeah, and it takes you a while. I think you don't know that till you get there. There's a lot of people that are watching this, listening to this, that are probably thinking, oh, it'd be a lovely problem to have. That's a high quality problem, isn't it? That you've got a £1 million turnover business and you're not happy, that, but actually, I think it's as big a problem as not having any money, realistically, because you have to undo it all, don't you? I coached a woman
And I
last
think
week who.
that is part of the problem that gives you that pressure to keep going, because you get in your head the fact that you look like a bit of a, I'm not sure what the word is, a bit of a twat. Am I allowed to say that word? Sorry, that's a really terrible word. But
On my podcast, Emma.
you do, for the fact that you're actually saying, I've got all of this stuff and I'm still not happy. It makes you feel very selfish. It makes you feel that, you've got to put on a face. And I put on a face for years. I started, it was 2009, December 2009, when I first started to realize, sorry, 2010, when I first started to realize I wasn't enjoying what I was doing. But I carried on. I let it get worse and worse and worse. My mental health took a really bad turn. You mentioned the going out and drinking at the weekend. I was doing that every day. It was the wine, the everything that I could physically drink. I was completely blocking out my day. I was working on holiday. So, and yes, I got all this stuff, this fancy, expensive stuff, but I didn't enjoy any of it because I was just doing the same thing day in, day out, which was basically hustling, making more money so I can buy something else to look good. And it's just mad that we do that to ourselves, but we do, and we get stuck in a rut. And it is really hard, isn't it, to actually turn around and say, I don't like this, and I'm going to start again.
Yeah. But the thing is, you're starting again with a whole different, whole different mind on it, aren't you, really? It's like you know that you can make money. And I think there's a lot of people still trying to work out how to earn money, how to make money, how to learn. They learn to earn, as I call it in some of my programs. But actually, once you know how to do that and you realize that money is just money, it's not some sort of magic cure. If you haven't got any, it feels like the magic cure, isn't it? It's like if you're fat, being slim is the magic cure. If you're single, then having a partner is the magic cure. We always think that the opposite to what we are is the magic, thing, but actually it's not. Healing yourself from the inside. I coached a woman last week and she's got a very successful business. Business 13 years, hates it. Literally, she's got to stay. She doesn't want to go. She doesn't want to go into her own offices. Absolutely hates the sight of it. I remember it. I remember going in at a recruitment agency. I remember going into them and watching all the staff. And I remember standing at the door thinking, yeah, I can't do this anymore. The reason I started the business was to help people find jobs, which essentially I now train coaches, is the same. But actually, I'm now not doing that. I'm managing staff and I'm out business hunting and I'm solving problems and proving VAT bills. And I don't want to be doing that. That's not what I did. So yeah. So what did you do? So you decided you've got this business with your husband as well. So that's a tricky one. Did he feel the same? I mean, I didn't have that. Well, yeah, no, I didn't have that at the time anyway, but no. So what happened?
Yeah, I mean he was fed up of the work as well. He was fed up of all of the work. He wasn't in the same sort of mental state that I was in. It hadn't affected him that to the extreme that it had affected me. He was the stronger of the two of us, I suppose that's the fairest way to put it. But he felt the same, and he agreed that we had to do something. So we just basically did something we'd never done before. We closed the business down straight after our peak, which was Christmas. And we said we will come back in when we've got a new strategy, a new plan, something that will change this business quite drastically, that is going to sort of give us a bit of life back and give us a bit of independence back. And we knew at that point that this was going to be something drastic. We knew that this was going to have a huge impact on the annual turnover. We knew that therefore that was going to have a huge impact on the things, the stuff, everything that we'd got around us, but we knew it was the right thing to do. And that's what we did. It took us 3 weeks. We spent 3 weeks solid, bickering, arguing, debating, doing all of the things that we needed to do to get to a point where we said, that's what we will do. We will try that. And if that doesn't work, then we'll come back to the drawing board. And we had our own logistics. We had our own warehouse, our own staff. We managed all of the orders ourselves. So we did everything ourselves. A little mini Amazon. That was us. Very mini Amazon. Just to be clear, very mini Amazon. But what we did is we said, we're going to close all of our own self-fulfilled channels down, website and all of those sort of things. And we're going to transfer a chunk of the products over to Amazon and use their fulfilled by Amazon service, which meant that all we in effect had got to do was manage the stock, bulk order the stock in, send it to Amazon, jobs are good, and Amazon do everything else. So that's what we did. And we did that, we maintained that for, I'm running out of years here, which year we're in. I lost a couple of years in the middle here. So we did that probably for about 2 years. So 2021, 2022, we stopped it completely. My daughter became poorly earlier this year, and we stopped it completely when she was diagnosed poorly. And we haven't done anything with it since. It literally is, it's still there. We haven't closed the business down. It's still there. If we wanted to pick it back up, we could. But do you know what? Neither of us want to. Neither of us actually have this urge to pick it up. The only reason we kept it going for a little while in the way that we did is because it enabled us to get rid of a lot of costs, warehousing staff, and all of that sort of stuff. But it actually gave us an income for a couple of years because it was both of us to enable us to decide what we wanted to do. It gave me the freedom. I spent nearly what felt like a year, and I'm still in that position now. I'm still doing this thing, finding myself again. So actually getting to know who I was, what I wanted, what I enjoyed, what I didn't enjoy, because I'd lost all of that. I'd completely lost me in the process. I had no idea what I wanted to do.
Honestly, are we the same? How old are you, Emma?
49.
Yes, I'm 50. So very similar journey. Yeah. There definitely comes an age where you think, what is this what this life is? Like what there's got to be more to it than this. Yeah. So yeah, so you're on that journey. And does your husband do the same thing that you do now? Or does he have a
No,
what happened? I'm so nosy.
he doesn't. He doesn't. This is just completely me. He really, he's living his best life. No, he's not. Not complete. We bought a property, and he's been renovating the property because over the years we've bought properties, renovated properties, we've built properties. He enjoys doing that. So we bought a property that he is basically renovating, and that's keeping him busy. So he's not earning money, he's just having fun. And that's absolutely fine, isn't it? Because this is what life should be, isn't it? You should be doing what you want to do with your life. And I know I can earn money, and this business does earn money now. So, the money side will sort itself out. I'm not worried about that. It's about, to me, it's got to be something you're passionate about, because if you're passionate about it, you're going to keep doing it. And that's what drives the growth, isn't it? When you're consistent.
The dopamine hit, and especially for people a bit neurospicy, which we've already had a little chat with before this. But yeah, we like that dopamine, we like the high, we like the ooh, that kind of rush. So yeah, you definitely are getting that. I didn't know how alike we were. I built houses, and my ex-husband used to, so quite strange, coincidental stuff. So yeah, great stuff. So now, so where, how did you then, so you are still on that journey, and I think we all are, we never have finished the article, are we? So where, at what point did you think, ah, oh, that's what I'm going to do. That's me. That's a bit of me. Well, how did that part all arrive? So, because people would be like, well, I know I'm not happy, but I don't know how to make myself happy. Like, how did you decide that? How did it come to you?
I started in 2021 literally doing lots of journaling, lots of talking to myself, in effect, sitting there with pens and papers and scribbling down all of the stuff. I did lots of research, reading, got myself involved in lots of things, in this online world in terms of what other people were doing, getting a feel for that. And I spent a lot of time really digging into going right back, even the very early days of my e-commerce business and back into my corporate days, thinking about the things that I enjoyed doing. What did I enjoy doing? And then I sat and looked at my expertise. What am I actually good at? I'm good at growing a business. I know how to grow a business. And then in terms of experience, what experience I've got, I know how to grow a business that you don't like. So I can turn that on its head, and I can turn that completely on its head and help people to do things a different way. But right at the very, very beginning, all I kept saying to myself over and over again is, I want to make people happy. It just took me a little while to work out what that meant and what that looked like.
What you were really saying, though, as we know, is you wanted to make yourself happy. Because of course, if you find something that makes you happy, then you'll do it. Because making other people happy, we all want to do, don't we? I think most people would say that. But the thing that makes you buzz and happy as well is great. Yeah, I'm really pleased to hear that. So then what happened? Then what happened? You started your own thing.
I started my own thing, and at first I was a little, very, very little shy person, sat so hovering in the background, hadn't got the confidence to come forward because that was another thing that had gone, my confidence. And I'd never been, although I'd had this business, I'd never had to be the face of the business before because the website was the face of the business, and somewhere in there I had a retail store as well. We had a retail store, lots of other things sat in there. So I was a little bit of the face of the business then, but it was mainly my daughter who did the face stuff. If there's any lives or anything, she went forwards to do that. So it was a big learning curve for me in terms of finding my own confidence and then allowing myself to become visible in this world and to realize that. And I think this is a big thing in this online world. There is so many courses and programs and things that you can sign up to, and you get a little bit for a while there. It's very easy to get yourself a little bit obsessed with thinking you need everything. I need every single tool in my toolbox because then everything will be wonderful. And that's what I did at first. I went out and did every course, every program, every physical thing that I could do. But that sort of just made me more confused because we all do things slightly differently, don't we? We all do things, we teach things differently. So I had to sort of sit back and allow myself to say, right, okay, out of all of that stuff, let's take the bits that I liked, the bits that I enjoyed, and actually just allow myself to be me. Allow myself to be the person who gets my words wrong. I do that all of the time. I've given people some proper giggles with the words I've used, me thinking it's the right word and it's not. I think fetish for food was one of them I said at one point. I meant phobia. Yeah, there you
Oh,
go.
I've got both. No, I've got
Yeah,
more
there
faith
you go.
actually.
Yeah, so there you go. So it was just a really big, batch of all sorts of stuff, really, just to do that real digging. And then I just slowly started to find my feet. I slowly started to find my voice. And then the rest is history because once you start to get visible, once people start to know what you're capable of, once you start to be able to talk about what you've done, it took me a long time to be confident to say, I grew this business and I didn't like it because it still felt like a bit of a thing to say. But once I started doing all of that stuff and then started to work with people and started to see how much I could help them and the satisfaction it gave my clients in terms of their growth and everything else, it just all starts to, it's a snowball effect, isn't it, at that point? And I realized I just love this. I love this. This is where I am meant to be.
Lovely. And that most people can't say. So congratulations, Emma, for finding your place and your thing. And so what do you do? So what is it? What is it you help and who do you help? So in what way? What do you do? What's different?
As I say, mainly women, business owners. Now, the business owners that I help are normally at two stages. They're either really early on at the beginning of their journey, so they're quite a startup business, or they're further up the spectrum and they've reached a point of plateau. So the business has stopped growing. They are the two normal stages where I will come in to help people, although there's obviously people in between. And I will help them to find the gaps in their business, so the things that they are missing that would help them to grow. And I will help them to, I will look at their product suites, their marketing, the whole shaboodle, really, everything that sits under business strategy. I do most of my work in small containers or one-to-one because that's one of the things that I've discovered I enjoy doing the most because I love getting to know my clients properly. I feel like I can give them the best service by knowing them inside and out. And because I want people to not just learn business strategy, I want them to learn holistic business strategy, which includes the personal stuff as well as the business stuff. It sort of feels better to be closer to people.
I hear you completely. Yeah, you kind of get involved, don't you? I think, and obviously, I've been doing this a very long time. And the trickiest part is when you've been with that client along that journey for however long, and some of mine are for years, and then they really genuinely don't need you anymore. That letting go is a tricky one. I don't know if you've had that experience yet, but that's the one. That's the one that's like, oh, and it's right, and you know it's right for them, but it's still like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna miss them. You're like, you kind of when you get really involved with clients like that, and I know not
Yeah.
all coaches, some have, like you say, big programs and they're serving in a very different way, but actually, when you're kind of very, close in the client's business and their life and everything, yeah, it's a tricky one. So what's going on for you? What's how are you serving people right now? Have you got anything people can get involved in? What's occurring?
Yeah, right now the doors to my brand new membership, which I'm super excited about, the Growth Lounge, are open. So the Growth Lounge is about giving you all of the tools, the insights, the training, the support, the collaboration, the connection, everything that you need to grow your business in a holistic way. So that's personal growth and business growth, because I'm a big believer that if you want to grow a business, you've got to grow with it. You've got to be able to and be prepared to grow yourself to enable you to grow that business. So the doors are currently open to that. I think we currently have 33 people in there. So there's 17 spaces left at the founder rate of £29, which is amazing. So that is, they are open at the moment. I've also got an event coming up soon that's called the Growth Event. You're probably spotting the trend here. Everything's called the Growth something. That's Emma's thing. So that is the Growth Event, and that is going to be held here, local to where I live, in the Staffordshire Moorlands, in a lovely ballroom in a local hotel. And we have some phenomenal speakers on stage. So it's an afternoon of speakers talking to us about all sorts of different growth, from sales through to spiritual stuff and everything in between. And then after the speakers in the afternoon, we go on to a little bit of a networking type of meet and mingle. We can all just mingle. Canapes, the Prosecco comes out, because the Prosecco always comes out when Emma's around. Alcohol free, of course, for those that want it. And yeah, so they're the two things. That's on the 3rd of October. So they're the two main things at the moment.
Sounds lovely. Sounds like I've launched a foundation just before we went into lockdown, and that event at She Enjoys Success Summit. So everything I do is She Enjoys. Everything you say, growth. Very similar though. Very similar in what we're trying to achieve. And I think, you know, people need our help, don't they? So, but yeah, we had Prosecco, and we had, I call it the big girls' night out, because it was obviously all women, and there was literally, it was the best thing. And if you can get yours doing this, big circle. You know how women dancing around their handbags, and they were literally all in a circle. No men there. No one cared. All flipped their shoes off, all having a great time. We're all hot and sweaty. We had a fantastic time. Definitely the best way to network. So it sounds like a great event. So yeah, so if you can send me your website address or wherever people can find this, and then they can obviously book this. And then if people are watching this at any time in the future, they can still get hold of you. So what's after that? So membership launch, congratulations, and event sounds fab, that you'll have a great time. Is this the first one you've run?
At this scale, I've run smaller events, but this one is for, it's up to 80 people. So it's a much, much bigger event than I've ever run. My events have normally been, you know, sub 20. So it's the biggest one I've done yet. So I'm super, super
Oh,
excited.
you'll love it. Exactly the same as She Enjoys. Honestly, literally exactly the same. Great business model. You will love it. You'll be exhausted in a very good way. I remember there's a video actually, which I found in my show reel, my camera reel, of me crying the next day with gratitude, because I was getting so many messages. People go, "Oh my God, it's the best day of my life, and you've changed my life, and the speakers were this," and you're going to get all that as well. I'm quite envious of how amazing you're going to feel the next day, and the kind of just that, yeah, that feel, overwhelming, overjoyed, I call it, that overwhelming feeling. Yeah, that'd be lovely. So then what's next?
So what's next? Next, I never stop. This is something you will learn about me. I never stop. So next, what do I have next? I have, following that, I have podcast launch, which is super, super exciting. So I'm launching my podcast in October, later on in October. And I'm also doing, again, this is local, on the back of the growth events, there's going to be a little bit of a networking, more regular networking things set up, because I love people, I love connections. So that is more a bit of a something I want to do as an extra thing. So that is coming. And then I will be relaunching my 6 month like intensive program, my one-to-one program, that is getting tweaked and changed and relaunched, and that will probably be relaunched in November.
Busy, busy time. Sounds lovely. Good stuff. Let me know when your podcast is live. Happy to come over and have a chat with you there. What's it called? Have you got a name for it and everything?
Well, I had got a name. I had got a name, but because I've had to delay, this should have been launched previously, back in June, for various reasons that hasn't happened. The name has since been taken. So I'm now currently going through this. What am I going to call it instead?
Gonna have the
Well,
word
that
growth in
happens, doesn't it? That happens sometimes.
It does. Yeah, it does. Well, at least you're finding out now. Some people launch things and then realize that they can't have the name. I see that quite a lot, actually, where they don't do their due diligence. So well done for spotting that. All part of the strategy stuff. Well, it's been lovely to have you here, Emma. If you want to get in touch with Emma about anything she's talked about, and somebody said to me, why do you have coaches onto your podcast who do what you do? I said, well, because we're all different. You're all different. There's always a coach for someone. There's always a strategist or a business coach or a mindset coach or whatever you need. So whoever resonates with who, and that's the way it works, really. So yeah, been lovely to get to know you better. I didn't know how freakishly alike we are. It's really quite weird. Some of our history is literally exactly the same, just change a few dates around. So best of luck with everything you do. I shall watch out for your podcast. I'm going to check to see if I'm available on the date. I'm actually going on holiday in October, so I might not be, but yes, keep us in touch with what's going on, won't you? It's great to have you part of the She Enjoys community as well, and I know you come to my networking things, so yes, it's really lovely to have you, and I will hope to see you again soon.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been fantastic.